This is a Stimulus Network podcast.
Hello, I'm Alice Gray, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Petri Dish, the podcast that puts science under the microscope. Given the unprecedented circumstances we are currently facing, our podcast is bringing you a number of COVID special episodes with interviews with experts about the pandemic. From the Ebola epidemic to the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Janet Scott has been researching the long-term effects of viral infections. She joins us in this episode to talk about how researchers have been preparing for COVID-19 since 2013 and how she's been researching the impacts of long COVID.
The protocol that we are collecting data for COVID-19 was actually written 2012-2013. We've had it ready to go since then. We are preppers, if you like. We spend a lot of time preparing protocols that never get used for disasters that may never happen. But epidemics have always happened, and this isn't the first and it won't be the last. My name's Janet Scott. I work at the Centre for Virus Research in Glasgow. I am particularly interested in post-viral syndromes and in antiviral drugs. So in that capacity for COVID-19, I've been looking at what happens to people after they recover from their initial illness. So I first got interested in post-viral syndromes when I was working in the Ebola outbreak. I was there doing clinical trials. One of those involved Ebola survivors who had recovered donating plasma. And as a result of that, I got to examine them clinically and to find out what problems they were having. They were actually having quite a range of different issues, and also had a lot of problems with accessing healthcare because people were scared that they might still be infectious with Ebola, didn't want to have them in their clinics. So I ended up with Sierra Leonean colleagues setting up a clinic to look after these people, and as a result of which we started to study post-Ebola syndrome. And that really got me interested in post-viral syndromes more generally. In the end, our clinic recruited 500 Ebola survivors, which is about 10% of Sierra Leone's Ebola survivors. And they, as I said, suffer from a range of things. Mainly, though, it's a pain syndrome, headache, ocular problems, musculoskeletal pain, really quite debilitating. Also, neurological problems, quite serious problems like stroke. 80% of them suffered from moderate severe disabilities as a result of their post-Ebola syndrome. And also, of course, the psychosocial problems, depression, anxiety, and PTSD. When I'm back in the UK working here as a clinician and also as a researcher, the pandemic hits us in Scotland. It's obvious for me to start looking at what might happen after people recover from COVID. There are a lot of people working on acute COVID, but what happens after you recover? Different people are talking about different things with long COVID. It's quite anecdotal at present, although there are Now, I really hope that it will do, but we know that there is a syndrome that many people suffer from called chronic fatigue syndrome. Consented to be followed up